The Netherlands has a reputation for being vertically challenged when it comes to geography. It's flat, very flat. In fact, technically, the highest point on Dutch territory isn't even in Holland. It's a volcano on the island of Sava in the Dutch West Indies. But now one Dutchman wants his country's highest point to be in his country. One man recently wrote a tongue-in-cheek newspaper column calling for a mountain to be built in the Netherlands. But what started as a joke is now being taken seriously. From the city of Utrecht, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
Thijs Zonneveld says he grew up daydreaming of mountains. When he became a professional cyclist, he had to leave the Netherlands to do mountain training in places like Italy, Spain, and France. Zonneveld eventually left cycling behind. At 30 years old, he's now a successful sports writer. In a recent newspaper column, he revisited his childhood dreams.
We, as Dutch people, go to the mountains by millions. Every holiday, for biking, for hiking, for having a picnic with a view, for skiing in wintertime. So that means that we have a need for a mountain in Holland that gives you the possibility to do that. Just go out and go skiing for just a day, or just the afternoon or something.
And not just any mountain. Zonneveld wants one more than 6,500 feet tall. He says he meant it as a joke at first.
After that column, I got so much response from serious people that have been seriously thinking about this, and that's when I decided to take it seriously myself.
This week, Zonneveld organized a brainstorming session here in Utrecht. Dozens of engineers, architects, and urban planners gathered to talk about, well, building a mile-high mountain. There was no shortage of enthusiasm. The mountain is coming, they yelled. Well, maybe. Just imagine the engineering and architectural challenges, the legal, economic, and environmental hurdles. Paul Tummers is with the Dutch engineering firm DHV. At the brainstorming session, he starts by reminding me of an old saying. God created the earth, but the Dutch created the Netherlands. They have, after all, been using technology and engineering to carve land out of the sea for centuries.
The Dutch, we created our own country. We created our lakes. We planted our woods. The only thing we miss yet is a mountain. So when we finish this, we can lay down and relax.
Tummers presented a plan envisioning a snow-capped mountain sitting offshore in Dutch waters in the North Sea. Another architect presented an idea for a land-based Swiss Alp-style peak with a man-made steel structure underneath, possibly filled in with readily available materials like sand. But some think a sharp peak might not be, well, Dutch.
On such a mountain, only one man can stand on the top. That's absolutely not a Dutch mountain. What we need is a different type of mountain in which we all can stand on top.
Martin Dubbeling is an urban planner. He suggests a flat-top mountain might be better. That way, he says, more Dutch could stand on it as equals at the same time. Dubbeling also insists that the Dutch need a new big engineering project.
Since we stopped claiming land from the sea, the Dutch are effectively in some kind of identity crisis. And in the last decades, we could export our ideas to the rest of the world. But now with this economic crisis, we really have to think of something different.
A mountain, he says, definitely qualifies on that score. The idea has drawn the support of some of the Dutch sports federations, but there's also already a "The Mountain Is Not Coming" page on Facebook. "I am anti-mountain," writes one person on the page. "First, it will be an eyesore," she says, "and that money could be better spent on education and health care." And for those who like the Netherlands because it's flat? Well, not to worry, says organizer Thijs Zonneveld.
We're not going to change the whole country. We just give you the option. The whole of Holland, maybe with the exception of a part in the south, is flat already. So we won't change anything about that.
Well, that's a relief. For the world, this is Clark Boyd, Utrecht, the Netherlands.
You can see what this man-made mile-high mountain might look like off Holland's coastline. The artist's rendition is at theworld.org.